The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana visits Maryland on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Just want to start by saying really proud of our football team for the toughness and effort that they showed in East Lansing, and was not able to finish, so that's a disappointing reality that we came up short, but really proud of our guys and the way that they fought and battled throughout that game and gave us an opportunity in to be able to have success. And so got to be able to bounce back and go face a very tough Maryland team that Coach Durkin is doing a very good job there in getting that program turned around and in both recruiting and in the way that they play and their speed and effort that they have. So I have a ton of respect for him as a coach and what he's doing there. So excited to have an opportunity to go back on the road and compete for a Big Ten win.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As you run it, there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Yes, Coach. In terms of Maryland's offense, what concerns you the most, and what do you think, in terms of the way your defense plays, what would be your biggest strength against them?
Well, what concerns me, they have two high-quality running backs that do a great job, and they're good up front, they're big, and they're able to open up seams. I thought they ran the ball really well. Watched last week's game, even against Wisconsin, and as good as Wisconsin is on defense, they had their opportunities. They did move the ball, and they ran the ball on them, and they do a lot of creative things to put you in conflict, and then they got the receivers on the perimeter, two of the best – as far as speed and catching and really impressed, So I really am concerned about their speed and the quality of their athletes that they have. So I think that, we got to swarm the football and tackle extremely well. We did not play very well against them last year defensively, did not think. And so we've got to have a great performance from our defense.
And just to follow up on that, in terms of the play calling that Walt Bell does, I don't know if that was the first time that you had, matched up against him, but what in terms of his play calling, what stands out to you about him?
Well, he does a great job. I really impressed with him and didn't know him a year ago, met him in this off season, and I know some guys that know him pretty well. And so just a lot of respect for him. And I think the biggest thing that sticks out to me is, understands, the scheme that you're running and does a good job of creating conflicts for you, to put you in those binds of run pass issues and creates a lot of spacing to where you have to tackle their good backs in space and eliminates the gang tackling because you get isolated, So he does a great job of setting those things up, setting the plays up, and a very good play caller. He's a great offensive coach. So really big challenge for us.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you. Hey, Coach, I wonder if you'd indulge me for a second. When you think back to the game with Penn State, what just stood out to you about the way they attacked on defense? I mean, what just seemed to be their overall philosophy about coming after you?
Well, their D-line kind of set the tone, We had some success running the ball against them, and maybe even a little bit more than when you watch the film. But they play so hard, I being a defensive guy, I always find myself. I love watching other defenses and what they're doing. They do some similar things conceptually that we do, so I kind of always watching them and to get some ideas and stuff. So, but Brent did such a great job with them, and they play so hard. They're not out of position. They got length to them in the back end, and I liked, 40, their linebacker is a good one now, and just great savvy, great nose for the ball. So, I think that's an area that's when I look at Penn State that they've really improved the most is just their defensive play has been it's been exceptional.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald Times.
We were obviously talking yesterday about Chase Dutcher and just, you know, how he plays 100 miles an hour. And I was just curious, do you remember when you first noticed that? I mean, do you have any sort of stories about Chase that kind of illustrate just how tough he is, how physical he is, how just intense he is when it comes to getting on the field?
Well, you know, well, when I first got here, unfortunately, he was coming off an injury, and so he really wasn't very healthy. And for that first spring, and then he got into fall camp and still wasn't 100%. And so I really didn't, you know, I noticed it on film, but I never saw it in person. And then once he started getting healthy, then it became really obvious to me and that he was a special player. And so I think special teams is really where he got my attention. And his nose for the ball, the tackles in space that he makes consistently well. For a guy that's, you know, isn't, that's not one of his, you know, when you look at his, all of his skill sets, you know, he's not, you know, faster than the people he's playing against. You know, he just understands leverage and tackles extremely well, which a lot of that's just, you know, toughness and technique and all that. So I just think that his special teams play is where I first noticed it. And then, once he got the chance to get out there on defense and he was healthy, he's been extremely effective for us. So just can't put enough, you know, emphasis on his value to our team and our defense, and his leadership is really, you know, it's completely changed. He's gone from a guy that really grew up in our program and it's kind of figured some things out in his preparation. So I think it's really, really neat to see a guy like that finish as well as he is right now.
And also just to follow up on Ricky Brookins from yesterday too, we were talking to him today and he was saying really that the Foster Farms Bowl last year was really when he started to feel like he was asserting himself, that he kind of had that game to really propel him into this season. Did you see that too? Did you sense that going through the off season that maybe gave him a little bit more confidence having gone out there on a big stage and, you know, obviously performed pretty well?
There's no question it gave him confidence, you know, and a young guy like that that had been in the reserve role, you know, for so long that was just kind of waiting for an opportunity. And I was so happy for him that he played well. And it's one of those kind of you realize as the game's going on, hey, guy's making some plays. And then you go back and watch the film and you're just like, that was a really good performance by him. So, yeah, he definitely carried it through and just really, really pleased with, because he's just one of those guys you always are rooting for and want to see do well because he just cares so much and does all the little things right. So really, really happy for him, and we need him. You know, he's we got some guys that have had chances to get dinged up a little bit, and he's got to be the next guy stepping up, and so I'm happy for him and for us he's able to execute those key times.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Yes, Coach. In terms of rebuilding a program, obviously you've been around Indiana for a while. In terms of in the Big Ten East, how difficult is that to do, and how do you measure progress when you're playing such tough teams?
Yeah, it's a very difficult challenge for sure. You know, because it's who you're playing against. You know, on a weekly basis is really you know, physically. From a size perspective and talent and speed, you don't usually have the same when you're at the stage where we are in our development. The numbers don't match up. Depth becomes a real big issue. So as the season progresses, injuries occur, and having, you know, not having a lot of those twos and threes that can, you know, compete against the ones and twos of a team that's a top 20 team or top 10 team makes it challenging. You know, so you have to go through and focus on the things you can control. And to me, it's about changing the preparation process, the mindset change. Recruiting is huge, you know, and then you got to convince guys to come and help you do something special as you're building your program. So to me, you have I think it's segmented goals of in controlled areas to be able to realize, hey, this is where we are, this is where we want to be, and we make a big deal about doing things that haven't been done here in a long time, you know. And so whether it's, you know, going back to three consecutive bowl games, you know, for us, and, you know, trying to get over that hump of having a winning season for the first time in 10 years and all those little things you're trying to create here, you have to build off of those segmented goals and make a big deal about them to your guys and sell up to that. And then when they attain those, you go and set new goals, you know. So, but I just think it's extremely challenging in this setting, very similar to what we had to do down in the SEC when we were at Ole Miss, you know, playing against those teams. So very similar type of situation that you have to approach it from. And so I think that's where we're at.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You're very welcome. Take care.